Luke chapter 12. In the meantime, when there were gathered together an innumerable multitude of people, insomuch that they trampled on one another, he began to say to his disciples first of all, Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy, because there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. Therefore, whatever you have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light, and that which you have spoken in the ear in closets shall be proclaimed upon the housetops. And I say to you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, and afterwards have no more that they can do. But I will forewarn you whom you shall fear. Fear him, who after he is killed has power to cast into hell. Yes, I say to you, fear him. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 farthings, and not one of them is forgotten before God? But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Therefore do not be afraid, you are of more value than many sparrows. Also I say to you, whoever shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God. But he who denies me before men shall be denied before the angels of God. And whoever shall speak a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But to him who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit, it shall not be forgiven. And when they bring you to the synagogues, and to rulers and powers, do not take thought how or what thing you shall answer, or what you shall say, because the Holy Spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say. And one of the company said to him, Master, speak to my brother, that he divide the inheritance with me. And he said to him, Man, who made me a judge or a divider over you? And he said to them, Take heed and beware of covetousness, because a man's life does not consist in the abundance of the things which he possesses. And he spoke a parable to them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do, because I have no room to store my fruits? And he said, This I will do, I will pull down my barns and build larger, and there I will store all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, you have much goods laid up for many years, take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, You fool, this night your soul shall be required of you. Then whose shall those things be, which you have provided? So is he who lays up treasure for himself, and is not rich towards God. And he said to his disciples, Therefore I say to you, do not take thought for your life, what you shall eat, neither for the body what you shall put on. The life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing. Consider the ravens, because they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feeds them. How much better are you than the birds? And which of you with taking thought can add a cubit about 18 inches or 0.46 meters to his height? If you then are not able to do that thing which is least, why do you take thought for the rest? Consider the lilies how they grow, they do not toil, they do not spin, and yet I say to you, that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothes the grass which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? And do not seek what you shall eat or what you shall drink, neither be of doubtful mind. Because all these things the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knows that you have need of these things. But instead you seek the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you. Do not be afraid, little flock, because it is your Father's good pleasure to give to you the kingdom. Sell what you have, and give offerings. Provide yourselves bags which do not wear out, treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches, neither moth corrupts. Because where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Keep your belt on, be ready to leave, and your lights burning. And you yourselves be like to men who wait for their Lord, when he will return from the wedding, that when he comes and knocks, they may open to him immediately. Blessed are those servants, whom the Lord when he comes shall find watching. Truly I say to you, that he shall tie his belt, and cause them sit down to food, and will come forth and serve them. And if he shall come in the second watch, or come in the third watch and find them so, blessed are those servants. And know this, that if the good man of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched, and not have allowed his house to be broken through. Therefore you be ready also, because the Son of Man comes at an hour when you do not think. Then Peter said to him, Lord, do you speak this parable to us, or to all? And the Lord said, Who then is that faithful and wise steward, whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household, to give them their portion of food in due season? Blessed is that servant, whom his Lord when he comes shall find doing so. Truly I say to you, that he will make him ruler over all that he has. But and if that servant says in his heart, My Lord delays his coming, and shall begin to beat the men servants and maidens, and to eat and drink, and to be drunk, the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he does not look for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in two, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. And that servant who knew his Lord's will, and did not prepare himself, nor did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. But he who did not know, and committed things worthy of stripes, shall be beaten with few stripes. Because to whomever much is given, of him shall be much required, and to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more. I have come to send fire on the earth, and what will I do, if it is already kindled? But I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how I am constrained until it is accomplished. Do you suppose that I have come to give peace on earth? I tell you no, but rather division. Because from this time forth there shall be five in one house divided, three against two, and two against three. The father shall be divided against the son, and the son against the father, the mother against the daughter, and the daughter against the mother, the mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And he also said to the people, When you see a cloud rise out of the west, immediately you say, A shower is coming, and so it is. And when you see the south wind blowing, you say, It will be hot today, and it comes to pass. You hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky and of the earth, but how is it that you do not discern this time? Yes, and why even of yourselves you do not judge what is right? When you go with your creditor to the judge, while you are in the way, strive to be reconciled with him, that you may be delivered from him. Lest he present you to the judge, and the judge delivers you to the officer, and the officer casts you into prison. I tell you, you shall not depart from there, until you have paid the very last penny.